Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I'm blessed to be here again one more day. Everybody knows that we were blessed this Saturday with a great day. It was hot, but it was a great day, no rain. We can't ask nothing better than that. We had a lot of good action going on. I'm not going to kind of jump into the action right away because I'm going to let somebody else do some talking about it. And we got quite a bit of stuff that's going on right away. We know there was a lot of racing that happened, and there was a couple races that didn't happen. I want to say thanks to some of the guys, the new guys that came out that started racing. Jazier, he came out there, might have had a ghost car. Everybody thought he didn't have a car. The man showed up to the track. He had a little problem with his transmission. He couldn't race, but he was there, and that's one part of the game. So it happened to the best of us. I don't care who it was. You always had a problem somewhere or another. You probably had one problem. So that being said, good luck, Jazzy. I mean, I'm glad just to see you come out there and give us support. I'm glad to see the father and son, the son duel doing it there. Crunch on your side there. That was great. It was perfect. You can't ask anything better than that. I had to also turn around and say something. My oldest son, he's first time driving my car, and I said it was all right. It was good. I'm glad to see you come out there and went and try to do what you think. I just wanted to see you get back out there. You know, the young guys are trying to go out there and do something now, and that's what it's supposed to be about. You know, no turnaround and just say, oh, you guys ain't ready for it. I think they're ready, and they're actually showing it. They're good for the game. The game had got dead, and I'm going to tell you just how I felt. It was really getting dry. Nothing was going on. Nothing was happening. It was getting kind of a little dry here. Nobody was really doing something. These young guys have been stepping up the game, talking the talk, and trying to do the walk. So I was glad to see that. That being said, I mean, there's a lot of good guys out there that did their thing. I know for a fact. We had quite a bit of stuff going on. We had the cookout. And that being said, Maceo is the new champion of the Rib Cook-Off Contest. And congratulations, Maceo. I know you're out there listening. I mean, I wasn't one of the judges. I just put it together, just thought about it. I wanted to do it. I stayed out of the contest. I wanted to watch everybody else do it. And we want to see who comes on top. Maceo came on through. It was close now. It wasn't like it was no runaways, so everything was close. These guys really did their thing. Had one little mishap there, but, you know, we went around it. We got through with it. I know it was a couple things that didn't want to go. He took third place, even though he would have took third. But that's what happened. Had a little mishaps on the table. Somebody happened to come past and knock the table, hit one of the ribs and drop them down. And He had to try to come and replace it, but even if he would have won, I would still had to turn around, and we had a couple, well, maybe one or two, that didn't like that he could come back in, but it wasn't his fault. So he had his ribs in time. I made the decision. I'll take the rap for that, but guess what? He didn't actually beat Maceo, so basically it didn't matter anyhow. So, but I just wanted to feel like give the guy a chance because that was his ribs on the table. It fell. If any other one of the contestants would have had it, they would have felt the same way. Why is it I got to get penalized for somebody else's stupidity that something happened? So that being said, Maceo ended up coming through on top anyhow. So, and he actually came to third. It was great to meet him. He handled stuff professionally. No screaming, no yelling, even though they dropped it down. You know, that man, young man right there is going to make it in business. That's what you call business, man. Not what I'm going to tell you something like now. I've seen some of the guys that was say they call themselves businessmen, and they were out there hooting and hollering. They're not business. That's not business. There's a total difference in business. And you turn around and handle yourself professionally, somebody will turn around and come right back to you. And that's how I felt. And then when that guy has his restaurant ready, you best believe I'm going to be one of his customers. I will come there. Because the way he handled himself was so professional, I had to just go ahead and take that executive decision and say, this is how it's going to be. Now, what I did, I'm going to let everybody know how I said I was going to do it. I was going to let everybody judge all the other ribs. And that's how they were going to do. Then at the end, we're going to see who the champion was of that. Now I was going to have his second ribs that was coming in, and I let them taste his ribs. So they taste his ribs. If his ribs would have been better than all the other ribs, I was going to have to give him $400. So basically I was paying $800 would have been. I would have gave the first guy $400, and I would have gave him $400. And that's how I felt. And I didn't ask nobody for anything, a dollar. That's how I felt. Fair is fair. And that's how you got to keep it. You got to keep it 100%. If you can't keep it 100%, ain't no need being in the game. It's all about having fun. Some people take the fun and take it out, and they turn it to a business. When you turn it that way, I'm sorry. I really don't like to do things that way. I did these things on fun, not anything else. Not business-minded, fun. We had the trophy, whether it was a chicken cook-off, whether it was a seafood cook-off, whether it was a dessert cook-off. Every time I had a cook-off, I had a pig roast once, and that's how it's supposed to be. So that being said, Maceo, you're the champ. I give you your props. Jazeer, I give you props being out there. Joe Jr., my son Joe Jr., your props for getting in the car. I've never been in there before and made your pass down there, your first pass. I'm glad you made it through. Everybody went through safely. And no accidents, no everything helped. Just went smooth. You can't ask nothing better that day. And so, you know, you got to thank God for everything that came and how it went and how everything went smooth. And I was happy for it. We had a lot of races going off. I'm going to open up a couple of these mics. I know Anthony Dotson should be on the line right now. Anthony, if you want, push the one button, and I'll pull you in right away because I want him to go ahead and tell us about some of the guys that out in the DMV area that turned around and did their races because I know a few of them, but I didn't know all of them. And there was a lot of racing that was going on that a lot of guys didn't know their names, but they were betting. So I'm going to see if he gets on, if he hits the one button. If not, I'll wait till he gets on because I know. Oh, let me see. Yeah, here we go.
Jorge, what's up?
All right, how's everything, Anthony? What's going on now?
What's up, boss? How you doing, boss?
All right. This is the Naked Lady. This is the part of the Naked Lady crew. I'm just letting y'all know. Anthony Dotson. I mean, you know what? I'm going to give y'all props, too. I'm going to tell everybody right away. In the last 2 years, I've seen y'all jump on the scene. So I got my hat is off to y'all. And, you know, I got to say one more thing just before I let you get into it. My main man, I'm going to tell you something right now. And he didn't get to make it to the race last Saturday because he was renewing his vows, 31 years, 50 grand. So my hat's off to 50 grand that day. And that's the reason why he didn't get to make it. So we just want to say congratulations, 50, on your 31st anniversary and getting remarried. So, Anthony, I'm going to let you go ahead and you tell us what happened, how you can go through one at a time, however you want to do it. Tell us about these here guys, because I know the DMV was getting down. You got to give them credit. I also got my guys, too. So, yeah, after you get yours, I'm going to tell you about mine also. So, I'm going to throw the mic over in your hand.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Hello?
I hear you, Anthony.
You had Scott Mitchell with the red Mustang. I ain't familiar with Scott from. I want to say North Carolina, but I ain't for sure. His name's Scott Mitchell. He won the small block shootout. I think he raced a cold case. It was another Mustang that he raced in the finals. They both raced, but of course the red Mustang ran out of cold case in life. You know, I want some money on that. Then you had Sex Machine. He gave Shaq Attack. Well, now they race Head Up. Was it Head Up, Mom? Yeah, they raced Head Up, and then Sex Machine ran out of Shaq Attack. Like, who else you had? Oh yeah, you had the infamous Donye. Whoever liked Donye, and I will be at Shadyside Saturday on the 30th. Me and my whole 301 boys will be there. Whoever liked Donye, I would like to take all bets. Please, I want all bets. He would not get past Apocalypse. I can guarantee y'all this. So if y'all can relay the message to the man, I try to go up to him personally myself and tell him lock in some money, but you know how that go. He gave Buford, Mark Jones, and Derek Bonds the one-on-one. I mean, he won with the win light, but he lost the race. He couldn't clear him. Of course he couldn't. He got out the groove a little bit, but, I mean, I wasn't impressed. I mean, all y'all might be a fan impressed, but I'm not impressed, honestly. Who would be? Oh, yeah.
Monte Carlo.
Yeah, the scandal, the real Monte Carlo beat who? Mark Jones. Yeah. Beat Buford. Beat for bust ties. That's how, you know, it is. A win is a win. It don't matter. He bust ties, though. Who else raced? It was another good, exciting race that I won some money.
I know you had Fat Albert there.
Oh, my God. You had Machiavelli. You had Machiavelli, Miss Gloria. Man, did she put a tree job on Marquise hat in the purse? Man. She ran out of Marquise hat and, like, that's a, oh, man, it was terrible. Yeah, she treated him and everything else, you know.
Now, I'm going to let her come on, and maybe she'll tell us that light, because I know the light when she told me.
Man,
so
it was amazing. I was so
you get started, I'll let her tell you.
But
you also had, what's his name, Fat Albert and the Sex Machine go at it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, Fat Albert and the Sex Machine. I said Shaq Attack. Yeah, it was Fat Albert and the Sex Machine. That's who it was. Who won that, Joe? Sex Machine, right?
Sex Machine won that. Fat Albert slept on that one.
Yeah, okay. You had, this was another good one. Oh, the infamous Copperhead with his new car, 2.0. Copperhead. He had his black Mustang there, y'all. He was in the small block shootout. He lost the first round against Shakedown. Sandman, Scott. That's another small block y'all better watch out from the DMV, too. I'm pretty sure they'd be out Piedmont August 5th or 6th if y'all want some action. You had Slowpoke, Travis Griffin, Ty Weather. They had a grudge match against Copperhead, Jason Gray. Of course, man, it did not look good. Yeah, it did not look good. Slowpoke won that. Who else had that? Yeah, you had, they called, is an all-motor, if y'all want some action, is an all-motor big block station wagon. He called the grocery store. That's what he called himself. He won with a small block on gas. He raced him the small block head up. Of course, the grocery man ran out his life. He won that. Who else was it? You know, the naked lady was out there showing off like she always do with her skirt down. I had to pull her skirt up a couple of times, but, you know, she was showing off.
Yeah, Al Capone.
Al Capone?
Yeah,
Al Capone was there. You had a lot of names. You had Lewis Collins there from the DMV representing. You had Shakedown there representing. The cleaner, he was there, but he couldn't get a race. Nobody would lock him in. That is
what car
Shakedown.
Was that? What car
That's
was
a
that?
Gray Mustang. He called himself the cleaner. Big block.
Okay.
Gray Mustang from Shakedown. They ride. I ain't going to lie, Chief, brother. They is.
Now, ride. How are they set up? How are they set up?
Big Block, I think, on 2 Nitrous.
Big Block, 29. Mustang.
Okay.
Shakedown. Ralph Price. Big Head Kenny. Sean Murphy, that's his name. The cleaner, that's what
okay.
he called it. Sean Murphy.
Got another small block named Money Mike, 69.